Wealth Management, which wishes the Wisconsin men's hockey sponsor of this 75th season. No score, Wisconsin and Anchorage. We're about set to start the second period. The Badgers coming out onto the ice. The Seawolves doing the same. Not a bad crowd here on a Friday night after Thanksgiving. Black Friday as well. And following a Badger volleyball victory over top-ranked Nebraska at the Fieldhouse, the Cornhuskers were undefeated coming to Madison, and the fifth-ranked Badgers swept them out of the building and trounced them in the third set. So congrats to Kelly Sheffield's squad, which is now 25-3, 16-3 in the Big Ten, and a big win when it comes to seeding for the NCAA tournament. Badgers would love to be a top-four seed, which would mean home court advantage in the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament.
I liked Kelly Sheffield's press conference. Oh, they're really good. They're great at this. They're great at that. I mean, just blowing wind the whole time. Is where were the underdogs? Yeah, well, sleeping dogs just woke up, I think, today.
Badgers were number one when they went to Nebraska and lost to the Huskers there in an epic match. And then the Badgers returned the favor here in Madison. So we're underway, second period. Badgers with Lindmark, Horbach, and Finley. Puck slides left wing. Lodge's shot goes off a stick and out of play. 10th block shot of the game already for Alaska Anchorage. I mentioned Matt Chasby was a all-conference defenseman in the WCHA back in his playing days with the Seawolves from 1999 to 2003. Played in 127 games. You know, he played for a guy named Dean Talafis.
Yep.
And then John Hill. Yeah, Dean was the coach in Anchorage from 96 to 2001. That was after he was at River Falls, right?
Correct.
Was that his next step?
Yep.
From River Falls to Anchorage?
Yep.
Lotichuk shanks a shot to the corner, retrieved there by Quinn Finley. Finley goal line right, now peels back to the wing. Pass out to Palatichuk, handcuffed him a bit, but able to get it back deep. Lindmark, roughed up there by Almquist. Puck came free, and it was Horbach who found Finley in the slot, and he whistled one wide. Boy, he hammered that shot, but off the mark.
Didn't have much time to get rid of it.
No, he really didn't. He was 5 feet away, too. And now the Seawolves with the puck. It's Almquist. Ooh. Oh, he spins away from the forechecking Finley to his left and just watch Finley go right into the end boards. Here's Dexheimer now. Thought about hitting Finley right wing. Thought better of it. And then the Badgers, Palatichuk angled a pass to Finley, who's on a long shift, and Palatichuk misfired and iced the puck.
Yeah, it went right between the legs of Finley, and it's kind of handcuffed him. He couldn't get his stick on it, couldn't get his skates on it, and ends up being a defensive zone faceoff, and you're right. Finley has been out there a lot longer than either Simon Tassi or Whitelaw has.
Yeah, Finley's been out there since the period started. There's a minute five gone by in this period. Faceoff to the right of McClellan.
I was watching the other night where they were playing three on three in the overtime in the NHL, and the guy was out there for 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Wow. Van Dam, oh, he coughed up the puck of the blue line, trying to go D to D after it. Finley, oh, it looks like he's just fine. Doesn't look tired at all. He flies into the offensive zone.
Yeah.
And then he lost the puck, spun around to the near side.
If it would have been a back check, he would have been like, oh, God, I don't know if I can do it.
Here's Riley Thompson, peels away from pressure, turnaround shot right side. That was blocked, then whacked back behind the cage. Fitzgerald knocks Gomez into the boards, freeing the biscuit for Vorlicki up to center in Tassi. Now to William Whitelaw. He'll throw it to open ice in a foot race, and Fitzgerald, who can really fly, hustled after it, but the defenseman got there first. That was Van Dam, and then whacked back down to the Anchorage zone, and Van Dam gets it there. Gunnar Van Dam from Pittsford, New York, where his number 17 penalty coming up here in a moment on Wisconsin.
Yep.
Badgers a little
too
aggressive.
Going to be a little too much on the hooking side of it, and Mr. Whitelaw will make his way to the penalty box. I think he got the stick up a little too high.
Whitelaw for hooking, they'll say, at 155. And so the Badgers shorthanded for the first time tonight. Gave up one power play goal and five chances against at Michigan State last weekend. Otherwise, 88% on the PK this season. While Anchorage on the power play, about 18%, 8 of 45, but only 4 for their last 30.
The interesting part about this is that this is one of these teams that you don't have any tape on. you know, there's no video on their, what their power play or penalty kill is, or if they do, they're sharing it with someone else. When you go to Michigan State, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Ben Almquist is the center going against Owen Lindmark. Lindmark 4-for-4 in the faceoff circle in the opening period. Lost this faceoff as Anchorage starts its power play. Almquist to Barber, right-handed defenseman, comes down the left wing wall, bumps it back to Gilson, another right-handed D. Now Helgeson, oh, he coughed it up to Lindmark. Badgers have a 2-on-1 shorthanded. Lindmark flies in left wing, looking to the slot, shot one right into the belly of the goaltender Whale, and he hangs on.
I just started to chuckle there because it's Horbach and Lindmark. It's either one of them's going to get a penalty or a breakaway, or the other one's going to get a 2-on-1. It's just like it's written in the script every night when they kill penalties.
They work so well together. Who was the best penalty kill pair that you recall in your playing days?
In my playing days?
Yeah.
Probably Danny Gorelski and Ken Kerlick.
Really?
Oh, God, they were tenacious.
Yeah, and that's what Lindmark and Horbach are. And they work so well together. Defensive zone faceoff won by Wisconsin Cilia, who's at 60% in the circles this season, among the best in the country. Puck loose at center. Badgers have some time to kill off on this penalty to Whitelaw. Bamber will dump it in. Shoved to the near wall by Kerr. Behind the net, it's Palatichuk and hammers it around. Got through the legs of Helgeson, who was looking for the puck below him and had already scooted about 30 feet past him. He couldn't locate the thing. Now Bamber will put it into the corner. After it there, Sawyer Scholl got it to Palatichuk and more open ice, and he flings it down. Good job by Scholl. And Cilia on this penalty kill. Normally, Cilia is paired with D. St. Foul on the PK. Now Lindmark and Horbach back out for the Badgers with 55 seconds left on the Anchorage power play. And then Horbach grabbed a guy from behind, lost his stick, could have been a penalty. Lindmark fights through a check, dives to shoot the puck and lifted it high and wide. And Horbach could have been called for a holding penalty. Nothing called. Here comes Thompson into the offensive zone. At his stick held by Lodge. Lost possession. And the Badgers rim it around and out. And they'll change again, at least up front on this PK. 30 seconds left on the Anchorage power play. Still no score here in Madison. Badgers had 3 power plays in the opening period and failed to convert. Out to the point they go. Hoffman. Far side, it's Helgeson. His pass broken up by Cilia. And another 2-on-1 shorthanded. Scholl down the middle. Cilia left wing. Scholl, he shoots. Save made by Whale. He came to his left and got his pads down.
That was a big-time save.
5 seconds left in the Anchorage power play. Seawolves have given up 5 shorthanded goals this season. They've almost given up 2 here tonight. Badgers kill off the penalty and had some offense to go with it. Maybe this will lift this team's play here.
Yeah, it could be. Could be motivational.
Not a lot of juice in the building. Badgers haven't given the fans many reasons to stand up and applaud yet. Here's Scholl now up through center ice right by the benches. Puck squirts free. Fitzgerald's got it. Left wing looking. Finds Palatichuk. Shoots. Oh, another great save by Whale. He kicked out his left pad up in midair. Oh, he raised that thing about halfway up.
He's putting on a clinic here tonight.
And now a shot blocked out to center. Dexheimer with it. Angle to pass to Finley. Referee goes down. Finley right wing drop pass. Lucius, he shoots one. That's a blocker save by Whale. Out to the point. Badgers hold Vorlicki. Now Finley. Badgers have gotten some motivation from that penalty kill a moment ago. Some quality looks here, but Jared Whale has been stellar in between the pipes for the Seawolves.
Having a whale of a game.
He's having a whale of a game. Steal by Anchorage. Kosuba, the defenseman. Turnaround shot out high. Long ranger and an easy stop by McClellan. He gloves and hangs on. 5:05 gone by second period. We have no score between Wisconsin and Anchorage. And the Badgers now 17 shots on goal. 7 in this period already after 10 in the opening frame.
What's interesting is that usually in a game like this where there have been so many quote-unquote giveaways, yeah. I guess, 2-on-1s, 1-on-0s, whatever, you get into a situation where, ironically, after the big saves, it's going to be some kind of a cheap, not below-average goal that's going to score.
Jared Whale, twice this season, has stopped 52 shots. He stopped 52 in a win over UMass Lowell up in Anchorage. He stopped 52 in a one-goal loss at Penn State. In October, Lodge long-range shot skipped through the low slot. Bantle tried to redirect as he was posting up in front of the net but couldn't get his stick on it. Carson Bantle now protecting the puck left corner. Finley on him. Bantle comes back right behind the cage. Still protecting the puck, keeping it away from Finley. Carson Bantle, good strong work. Bumps it out to the point. Lotch comes down the wall and then lost it. And here is Shackle for Anchorage. They come to our left. The defenseman Golker across the line, but the Seawolves were offside. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. 0-0, 14:06 to go here in period number two.
Well, I will say this. As big as their second line is and three of their six defensemen are,
yep,
those kids from, those young men from Alaska are, can really pick them up and put them down.
Puck at center, Dexheimer lost it, battled back to keep it alive, preventing a potential two-on-one for Anchorage. Now Cilia left wing, he'll cut to the slot. Oh, Whitelaw open, he gathers in, goes four-handed, stopped with a right pad, saved by Whale, and then he covers after the puck was thrown back from the end boards. Oh, Cilia had Whitelaw coming down the middle, and Cilia's pass, he didn't get much on it. Otherwise, Whitelaw has a clean breakaway on Whale. Eventually, he got a shot off, but Jared Whale, another nice stop.
And it's the defenseman is stepping up so hard on the puck carrier that if you can get in front or behind the offside defenseman, you're going to get a shot at it.
Face off to Wales left, Cilia with Whitelaw and Tassie. Mike Hastings is shuffling his lineup tonight. Trying to get something going. Whitelaw, low right looking, try to put it towards the net, blocked by Van Dam. And then Whitelaw got away with a slash. Puck at center. Cilia had it. Lost it. Gomez can't catch it. Back in the Badgers' end. And Dexheimer up the right wing to Whitelaw. He'll send it to the left corner. Tassie will get there first for the Badgers. On him, Bamber. Tassie protecting. Turns back to his right. Got knocked to his knees. Puck came off his stick. Van Dam now double team behind the net. Whitelaw tried to jam it free. It goes to the corner in Vorlicki. He finds it out to Cilia. Long-range shot redirected by Tassie. May have been a high stick. He bounced it just wide near side. Now Dexheimer steals at center. Steps around Thompson to the left wing. Drop pass Whitelaw. No angle to shoot. Whitelaw peels back left wing. Finds an open Vorlicki right side. Thought about shooting. Now he does. And sticking out his right leg was the forward Merritt to block it off the glass. Whitelaw now takes it off the left wing. Looking for help. Still stick handling. Still with a puck. Tyson Dick. Able to track it down. Below the goal line, he goes to Horbach. Turns to his right, fell down. Back up on his skates, gets support from Dick, who knocked Merritt down, and Horbach some space to operate. Out to Cleveland now. He walks the line. The left-hander now to the right wing. Carries it on his backhand down the wall. Sends it to the point for Licky. His shot redirected. It bounces around, swinging and missing Scholl. Behind the net it goes. Defended there by Bamber. Again, a lot of offensive zone time for the Badgers, but nothing to show for it yet. Horbach on Gomez. Horbach behind the cage. Stick handling and looking. Horbach to the left corner. Fresh change. Here's Kerr. He goes to get the puck in the corner. Kerr. Stick handles behind the net. Gets around Gomez to the right point. Horbach. He'll shoot one. That's kicked back out towards center. Gathered there by Merritt. He slaloms a bit and then coughed it up. The Badgers fling it near side. Dick can't reach it, nor can Bamber. It bounces free Van Dam. Right wing across the line, Almquist, and he'll dump it in deep. Tisdale goes to get it, tried to feather it in front, paddled back behind the net. The Badgers, Lucius, throws a wild pass to center, intercepted by Anchorage. Seawolves give it right back. 11:37 and counting down second period. No score, Wisconsin and Anchorage.
We've played about 4 minutes in their zone.
Yeah, yeah. 18 shots on goal. Nothing has gotten behind Jared White yet. Buck out, back out to center ice it comes. The Badgers 5-1 in non-conference play this season. Beat Bemidji, lost at North Dakota, then swept Michigan Tech, and of course the non-conference sweep here of Augustana to start the season. Badgers keep the puck alive in the offensive end. Palatichuk to the center point in Dexheimer. To Lucius, back to Dexheimer. Shoots one, he missed it wide. Good give and go, but Dexheimer didn't pull the trigger right away.
Walk.
Lucius now. Palatichuk. He walks a tad. Shot blocked down in front. And Helgeson can't clear. It came free to Finley. He was trying to turn on his backhand towards the net. It crawled off his stick, but Fitzgerald goes to get it, and then he turned it over. 10:40 left here in the period. Anchorage lead feed, and after it, Shackle. He has no gas left. He'll chase it down, though, first. Porter Shackle. Got it off to Almquist. Almquist skates to the slot. Turnaround shot that went off a shin pad to the far wall. Shackle to the point he goes. It's Gilson. He walks to the left wing wall. Little right-handed defenseman. Off the bench comes Cole. His shot blocked by Dexheimer. And then a return try went off a stick and bounced in front of McClellan. The Badgers go to get it. A little bit of pressure here by the Seawolves. But Wisconsin will escape its own zone. Palatichuk didn't gain the red line. Flipped it ahead. Wisconsin in the midst of a change. Icing called on the Badgers.
And we have a very tired couple players that want to get off the ice. That being Fitzgerald and Cruz Lucius, I think. Yes, those are the two people that were instructed to get back there.
And Mike Hastings is going to call his timeout to give him a break.
Smart man.
Yep. Prevents a potential problem. We're going to take a one-minute break as well. No score here halfway through in Madison. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin's allowed only 6 shots on goal tonight, only 1 in the first half of period number 2, but the Badgers have yet to score, and the Seawolves as well. Wisconsin and Anchorage, no score. Seawolves with the puck. Bamber, D to D to Van Dam, pressured by Stramel. Van Dam dumps it in. Cleveland got there first, try to go D to D to Vorlicki, and a pivoting move behind the net by Tisdale, but he couldn't get a shot off. Now, low right shot blocked, actually hit Tisdale, who was backing into the Badgers' netminder McClellan. Kyle went down and out. He's slow to get up, and his crease appears to be fine, and the puck down to the Anchorage zone.
I'm not sure if that hit him or if the Anchorage player that backed into it hit it.
Yeah, it looked like Tisdale knocked him down. I don't know. Here's Lodge now. He coughed it up to Allen. Get some help from Stramel. Out to the right point. A shot that went fluttering towards McClellan. He had to use his blocker to knock it to the near side. Anchorage has picked up a little momentum here. The line of Matt Allum, Adam Tisdale, and Connor Cole right to left. Pretty impressive there. And now Wisconsin will fire it in. Anthony Kerr to the far corner. First man there, though, is Belitsky for Anchorage. And then he turns and throws it out of play. Faceoff in the Anchorage zone. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin.
Well, the intensity is there. And I'm sure that this official timeout that we're going to take now would have been really nice if it would have been about 10 seconds.